6:54 here on Morning Edition. Well, Mark Seeley comes in, we sit down, and we're both, this is going to sound crazy, but we're excited about the snow in southwestern Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they haven't seen any snow, really, or not a whole lot of it, and it's starting to snow right now, and it looks like there is a winter storm for that area.
Yeah, right along the southern tier of counties, Kathy, I think they're going to get, in fact, Weather Service has suggested 3 to 7 inches in many places. So those who've been snow starved most of this month because there's been very little snow cover will be happy to see that. I think northern half of the state, we may get some up here too, as you've already alluded to, but I don't think any appreciable amounts. But northern half of the state will get missed. But those who have been following the forecast also see that Sunday through Tuesday brings another chance of snow more widely across the state. So we might see some snow cover reestablished. I was thinking on the drive in this morning, Kathy, it's bye-bye. It's bye-bye time to that persistent and amplified warmth that we had the first half of this month. The second half of this month is going to be the complete opposite. We're going to have more frequent chances of snow, and we're probably going to be seeing temperatures that average cooler than normal generally for the rest of the month.
Hey, welcome back to winter then.
Yes, back to Minnesota, what we've been known for generation after generation. Although I don't know that we'll get down to those near record values we had back on New Year's Day. Recall you and I were talking about that, and the first day of the new year, we had some minus 30s up north. Now, I know we'll get down into minus 20s the next several days, but I don't know about minus 30s or minus 40s.
But the wind chill readings will be minus 30s, minus 40s, perhaps.
Right. The wind chill is going to be there. That's going to get everybody's attention, and not just what's going on today, but I think into next week we're going to see some very cold wind chill values, minus 20s and minus 30s in northern Minnesota.
Listener says, I was surprised to hear that the Twin Cities has not recorded a sub-zero temperature yet this winter. How unusual is this, and what is the record for fewest sub-zero readings during a winter?
Well, it is unusual in looking at the Twin Cities record, which goes back to 1872. The latest first sub-zero reading of winter in 1889, 2002, and 2012 was on January 18th, today's date, by the way. So that forecast I heard you allude to earlier this morning on Morning Edition that we might go to minus one after midnight tonight, that would indeed be the latest. That would be January 19th, tomorrow's date. So we would set a record in that regard for the latest sub-zero reading in the Twin Cities history. Also, the listener wanted to know about other winters where we had very few sub-zero days. In 2001-2002, that winter, we only had two sub-zero readings all winter. 2011-2012, we had three. And way back in 1877-1878, we just had four sub-zero readings. So there have been cases where our sub-zeros have been almost non-existent for the entire winter.
I know you were talking to state lawmakers, you and some other scientists this week, about climate change in Minnesota.
Yes, very, very good presentations by my colleagues, Dr. Twine and Dr. Reich, on Tuesday. And then yesterday there was a follow-up session led by Dr. Hellman of the Institute on the Environment that I understand went pretty well, too. It's important for our lawmakers to understand now, we represent a piece of American real estate that has seen some of the most profound changes, and the pace of change is totally unprecedented. So we better get moving is the bottom line. We better get moving on this stuff very soon.
All right, Mark Seeley, I hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah, a good weekend to hunker down, read a good book, and do things like that.
I like that. Hunker down and hole up. That's Mark Seeley here on NPR News.